This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Nepal Oil Corporation to distribute cooking gas cylinders at 7 locations in Kathmandu Valley today. Government to provide concessional loans up to 5 million rupees to families of martyrs and the injured of Gen Z uprising. Rain-triggered landslide cuts off Narayanghat Kathmandu road link, travelers urged to avoid unnecessary trips. And US-Iran tensions escalate over control of Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Oil Corporation is set to distribute cooking gas cylinders at 7 locations across the Kathmandu Valley today amid continued pressure on LPG supplies. The distribution has been arranged for consumers facing an urgent need for cooking gas. Consumers will have to present their citizenship certificate or national identity card to purchase a cylinder. The corporation said different brands of LPG cylinders will be distributed at the designated locations. On Saturday, the corporation distributed 6,802 cooking gas cylinders through various distribution centers in the valley. Consumers who are unable to obtain gas from their regular dealers can purchase cylinders from the nearest designated dealer. The government has introduced a provision to provide concessional loans of up to 5 million rupees to families of those who died and to people injured in Gen Z movement to help them start self-employment and business ventures. The Ministry of Finance issued the second amendment to the procedure on interest subsidy for concessional loans 2083 on Friday, introducing the new provision. Under the amended procedure, families of martyrs and those injured in the Gen Z movement of September 8 and 9 last year can access concessional loans for self-employment and entrepreneurship. The government says the expanded concessional loan scheme is aimed at supporting the economic empowerment of the families affected by the Gen Z movement and promoting self-employment and entrepreneurship. Finance Minister Dr. Sony Mwagle has urged Nepalese living abroad to explore investment opportunities in Nepal with confidence. Addressing the 11th Asia-Pacific Conference of the Non-Resident Nepali Association through a video message, Minister Dr. Wagle called for greater investment in sectors including tourism, information technology, green energy and high-value agricultural products. Minister Dr. Wagle added that the government is working to improve the investment climate, expand opportunities in emerging sectors such as AI and IT, create employment and strengthen economic governance through legal and tax reforms. Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung reached his home district of Gorkha yesterday to assess development activities, public service delivery and the local security situation. According to Gorkha Chief District Officer Tulasi Bahadur Shrestha, Minister Gurung visited several development projects and held discussions with residents. During his constituency visit, Minister Gurung met residents and heard their concerns about infrastructure, basic services, security, flood, fertilizer shortages and disaster management, and pledged to coordinate with the relevant agencies to address the issues. Similarly, Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timelsina inspected landslide-affected areas and disaster-prone settlements in his home district of Nuakot, urging authorities to take immediate steps to protect residents. During his visit yesterday, Minister Dr. Timelsina assessed the impact of the landslides on local communities and basic services and directed authorities to restore essential services and road connectivity. He also said the government would take necessary measures based on technical assessments, including relocating residents from high-risk areas if required. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Arial, has stressed the need to preserve and promote literature, art and culture, describing them as national treasures. Speaking at an award ceremony organized by the Noor Ganga Talent Award Guthi yesterday, Speaker Arial said protecting and promoting the country's cultural heritage is a shared responsibility. The ceremony honored several personalities for their contributions to to Nepali literature and folk songs. The award recipients included established and emerging talents from different districts with cash prizes ranging from 30,000 to 100,000 rupees. The Guti said it has been working to support the development and promotion of literature and folk song traditions. The Health Insurance Board has introduced an online system allowing people to enroll in the National Health Insurance Program, renew their policies and update personal details, including KYC information. According to Board spokesperson Dr. Pawan Kumar Sah, the service launched last Friday under the Electronic Enrollment and Policy Renewal Procedure allows people to complete the process online themselves without the assistance of an enrollment facilitator. The system also allows families to enroll and renew their policies digitally with payments made through online platforms. Continuous rainfall has disrupted road connectivity in several parts of the country, with authorities reporting landslides, road blockages and other weather-related incidents. The Prithvi Highway has been blocked in both directions after a large landslide fell onto the road at Simaldhara in Ichchakamana Rural Municipality 5 of Chitwan District on Saturday night. Police said the Narayanagarh-Kathmandu road section remains blocked, with vehicles halted on both sides. Travelers have been advised to avoid unnecessary travel and use alternative routes. Meanwhile, two people were killed and three others injured in a bus accident in Toka Chahare Road in Nuakot. The accident occurred at Thana Banjang in Shivapuri Rural Municipality when a bus carrying pilgrims to Dupcheswar Mahadev rolled downhill while parked for lunch and collided with a stationary electric vehicle. Both vehicles fell about 50 meters. The injured are receiving treatment in Kathmandu while the bus driver has been detained for investigation. In Pokhara, two boys believed to be around 14 to 15 years old have gone missing after being swept away by the Bijaipur River. Police said the incident occurred near Bhagavati Hydropower while the boys were crossing the river with a group of 10. Eight others managed to cross safely. Search and rescue efforts are underway. India's 80th Independence Day has been celebrated in Kathmandu with programs highlighting India's development journey and the long-standing ties between Nepal and India. The Embassy of India organized the celebrations on Saturday. Indian Ambassador to Nepal Naveen Srivastav unfurled the Indian national flag, followed by the national anthem and a broadcast of the Indian President's address to the nation. On the occasion, Prime Minister Balendra Shah extended greetings and best wishes to Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the people and the government of India. In a post on his official X account, Prime Minister Shah expressed hope that the historical ties, people-to-people relations and cooperation between the two countries would continue to grow stronger. Likewise, Foreign Minister Sisir Khanal also extended congratulations and best wishes to India, highlighting the long-standing historical, cultural and people-to-people ties between the two countries. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Tensions between the United States and Iran have intensified over the strategically important Strait of Hormuz, with both sides taking a firm position over control and shipping through the waterway. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to declare the waterway U.S. territory, while Iran has rejected the claim and insists it retains control over the strait. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said the question of reopening the waterway was separate from negotiations with the United States, while indicating that Iran and Oman could reach an understanding on shipping arrangements. The latest developments have further complicated efforts to resolve the wider U.S.-Iran conflict, with diplomatic negotiations reportedly remaining stalled. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kosi and Bagmati provinces, with moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, at some places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in Madhes province and the Tarai region of Kosi province. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Gandaki and Karnali provinces and the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Furthermore, the division has said the monsoon trough is near its normal position in the eastern region, while in the west it has shifted northward and is currently close to Nepal. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Nepal Oil Corporation to distribute cooking gas cylinders at 7 locations in Kathmandu Valley today. Government to provide concessional loans up to 5 million rupees to families of martyrs and the injured of Gen Z uprising. Rain-triggered landslide cuts off Narangarh-Kathmandu road link, travelers urged to avoid unnecessary trips. And US-Iran tensions escalate over the control of Strait of Hormuz. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.